What about this bird that drills holes in trees?
Well, now we got four different kinds. I can take you out here, a tree, that old big pine tree out there's got a dozen holes in it. Mm-hmm. Well, the yellowhammers, that's what I call them. Some people call them flickers. Mm-hmm. Then there's the redhead woodpecker, mm-hmm. and then there's the redhead sapsucker. Mm-hmm. And so the starlings, they got so many holes, the starlings have taken over the holes out there now.
Is that right?
And then there's another bird that they're very, very near gone. We call the Indian hen. And when I was a boy growing up, we called them the weather cock. And they're a big black bird with red tips on the wings and a top knot on their head, a big beak. And they dig their holes and nest in old trees, rotten trees. And they're about the extent, they're just gone. And they would go, they'd fly in loops like this. And you can hear them in the woods on an old hollow tree for a mile. And they get up there and they hit that thing with their bill, you know, look like a jar of the head off. But that's what it was made for.
Have you ever heard people call them peckerwoods?
Well, yeah. Well, now listen, there's no such thing as a peckerwood. There's woodpeckers. Mm-hmm. Now, you're talking about the peckerwood a nigger used to hunt with. He's hunting down here, deer hunting, and there's a cross up. He was white, and he was a stool pigeon for the game warden. He come in down there, and Joe didn't like him. Joe was black. Now you take a nigger, this same nigger. He don't want a white nigger. He wants him to be black. And this year come up there, and he was light as you or I practically, but his hair was kinked. You could tell he's a nigger. His eyes. And Joe called him the peckerwood. Well, we had three firemen working Hot Springs on fire. I was all down there together. Tex says, Joe says, what do you call him a peckerwood for? Well, so Mr. Tex, he says, you know, he says, ain't no such thing as a peckerwood. He says, he's not a nigger and he's not a white man. So I don't know what he is. He says, that's the reason I call him a peckerwood. And but they are woodpeckers. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people get some mistake. They don't think about it. Mm-hmm. They'll see a bird out there, oh, it says, that there's a peckerwood. But they mean a woodpecker. Mm-hmm. But there's all the difference in that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about some different types of seafood you can get in stores around here?
Oh, that's something I don't eat. But you can get a lot of stuff that I wouldn't eat. Mm-hmm. Of course, you get the oysters, you get the clams, you get the crabs, you get the, I saw them saying when I was going to Florida down there, going into Alabama, oh, they were saying them, they eat the tails, shrimp,
yeah.
And all kind of fish.
Mm-hmm. You don't like seafood, is that right?
Well, I eat a little bit, not too much.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about this animal that stays around water, makes this croaking noise? What do you call him?
Bullfrog? Mm-hmm. Oh boy, he's a bullfrog, he's my friend. I wished I could get to the game and fishing to stop him from ever killing another bullfrog.
People like to eat frog legs around here.
Oh man, there. You'll see they'd walk 10 miles to get a frog leg. They're high priced meat. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things. You take them frogs, it's a sight, you never know how much insects and all they eat up. Mm-hmm. It's one reason the farmers and the people are just not getting along. They kill too many of the insect killing things.
Is there one kind of frog that doesn't stay around water but stays around your garden, or?
That's a toad frog.
That's a toad frog.
Oh, he can eat up a million bugs. Mm-hmm. An old brown toad, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there a little old tiny frog that
we call a tree frog?
Tree frog.
And there's another little one that stays on the ground. He's right black. Mm-hmm. And he'll make a noise of quack, quack, quack. The old big bullfrog, I've seen them big ones on the river, and I used to have